Welcome in. Welcome in to 60 for 60. Thank you for joining us on this afternoon. We will be right with you. Good afternoon. Grace and peace to all of you that are chiming in on this afternoon. We are going to be right with you. Good afternoon and grace and peace to all of you that are chiming in on today. We hope that you all have been having a beautiful day. For those of you that may not be in Miami, Florida, it is overcast here and the temperature is dropping. But we thank God for the season changing. We thank God for God being who he is in our life. And we thank God that you are here joining us today for 60 for 60. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining this afternoon. Glory be to God. We, this morning, for those that weren't on with us this morning, we were in the book of Psalm, the third Psalm. We were in the third Psalm on this morning, and we're going to continue on in that vein on this afternoon, Psalm 3, and this is a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. And so we stopped this morning, I believe we stopped at verse 4, and we're moving into verse 5. And so I'm going to share what verse 5 says, and then we're going to pray into that on this afternoon. And we want you to join in with us as we pray. So if you're able to grab your scriptures on today, I want you to turn to Psalm 3, and I want you to jump down to verse 5. We're going to read that. For you, for those of you that are not able to read along with us, we're going to read it for you. And so it says, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I laid me down and slept. This is David speaking. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. And so David lays down and he sleeps. The Bible says, then wakes up. Now, I need you to pay attention to this detail, because when you go to sleep in a time of crisis, that's saying something. When you go to sleep and you just got news that wasn't so good, that's saying something. When you go to sleep and all hell is coming at your house, that's saying something. It means that David trusted God to watch while he decides, you know what, I'm not going to strive with this right here. I trust God. And so he says, for the Lord sustained me. The Lord sustained me. Sustaining grace, right? Sometimes it is the quiet power that keeps you from breaking, that keeps you from sinning, right? That keeps you from collapsing under pressure. And so this is a testimony, right? Your rest, I need you to hear this for us busybodies, rest becomes a testimony when you've been sustained by God. Hallelujah. It says sustained me, meaning he's got history with God. God has been sustaining him all this time. So he reached back to his history and he said, you know what, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. I know it's crisis going on around me, but I'm going to sleep because I trust God. He sustained me all of this time. He's not going to fail me now. So we're going to pray into that on today, that the Lord give us rest, right? Rest that is governed by Trust in Jesus. So if you're able to pray along with me on today, I encourage you to come forth, come off of mute at this time as we pray this through on today. God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us rest that is governed by your trust. God, we have decided that we are not going to avoid, we are not going to escape, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but we're going to let rest be our holy response to your faithfulness, Father. Teach us to lay down what we cannot carry, to release what we cannot control. Lord God, teach us, Lord God, to stop negotiating with fear. Lord God, let our souls be settled under your rule, Father. Let our inner life, God, come back into order, oh God, so we do not live brace for the impact, huh? That we don't live, Lord God, standing around for danger, so we don't live a life of paranoia, so that we don't live a life rehearsing outcomes that were never ever authored by you. God, we pray today that you would sustain our nervous systems, that you would bring our bodies into agreement with the truth, Lord God, that you would quiet the alarm systems that have been overstimulating us by stress and disappointment and grief and uncertainty, and you would restore healthy rhythms, Lord God, to our breath, to our appetite, to our capacity to be present. God, we're praying today, oh God, that you would let your peace, the peace of God, guard our heart and our mind. Oh God, let the peace of God, hallelujah, be practical in how we sleep, Lord God, how we recover, how we regulate our emotions. We're praying today that you break the cycle of tension that hides in our muscles. Lord God, let healing, God, run through our very frame, our body frame, oh God, with gentleness and strength. We're praying today, oh God, that you help us to sustain our decisions, oh God, that you guard us from impulsive choices, oh God, that's made out of fatigue or made out of a need, oh God. Hallelujah. We're praying, oh God, on today, oh God, that there be no further delayed obedience, oh God, that comes from us overthinking, oh God, that comes from fear, but you give us the wisdom, Lord God, that is steady. Lord God, you give us, God, clear discernment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want to be able to recognize what is urgent. We want to be able to recognize what is important. Lord God, we want to recognize what's noise, but we don't want to be ruled by it. So teach us how to choose with faith, oh God. It would teach us, oh God, how to move in patience, Father. God, let our spirit, oh God, hallelujah, lead our decisions, oh God. Decisions, oh God, that will preserve our integrity, protect our purpose, Father. In the name of Jesus, we're praying today that you will sustain our speech, oh God, that you will put a watch over our mouth, oh God, put a guard over our lips, oh God, that keeps us from speaking out of irritation, that keeps us from speaking out of exhaustion, Father, and self-protection, oh God. Let our words be few when they need to be few. Let them be sharp, oh God, with truth, when they need to be sharp, oh God, without being cruel, God. Keep our tongues from complaining, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying today, God, that you keep our tones from sarcasm and passive aggressiveness, oh God, that you would keep our conversations from becoming a place where fear spreads, oh God, that you let our speech, God, carry faith, Father, as it says in Colossians, oh God, hallelujah, teach us, Lord God, season our words, oh God, hallelujah, with your grace, oh God, so we know how to respond to every man, Father. Oh God, let our speech be clear. Lord God, let our speech, Lord God, carry restraint, Father. Let our words build, God, and not tear down, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're praying today, God, that you would sustain our purity, God, under pressure, God, that you would guard our eyes, guard our mind, guard our appetites, oh God, so that we do not seek a relief, Lord God, in what can contaminate us, oh God, and what can dull our sensitivity. So we're praying, God, that you would strengthen our boundaries, that you would strengthen our convictions, that you would strengthen our will to obey, God, when we're tired, oh God. Let holiness, God, be our refuge, Father. Let righteousness be our safety, God. Keep us from hitting compromises, Father. Keep us from emotional entanglements, oh God. Keep us from private agreements, Father, that weaken our authority, Father. Lord God, we're praying today, God, that you let our sleep, oh God, be protected. We rebuke torment
tormenting dreams. We rebuke intrusive thoughts, God. We rebuke night anxiety, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, God, Lord God, that you let there be room, Lord God, for peace in our mind, even in our dream state. We ask you to sanctify the night watches. Lord God, guard our mind, oh God, from replaying conversations, from rehearsing the worst case scenarios. God, Lord God, keep us from returning to the pain, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let our sleep be deep, God. Let it be restorative, God. Let it be, God, from a place, oh God, of peace and not harassment. Lord God, we bind emotional agitation in the name of Jesus. Lord God, when we awake, we declare that we will be strengthened. Lord God, that when we arise, we will rise sober. We will arise with courage. We will arise with clarity. We will arise renewed. We will arise, oh God, with sharpened focus. We will arise, God, with stabilized mood. We will not be depleted in Jesus' name. Give us the grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the moment that is in front of us. Lord God, give us the discipline to do what is required, Lord God, without carrying yesterday's weight into today, God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's look at verse 6. Let's look at verse 6. I feel hot. I feel God. I feel God. I've been feeling him all day long. I can feel him. I can feel him touching me. I can feel him touching me, touching my being on today. God, I thank you. It says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. So David names a massive number on purpose. He says 10,000. He's describing being surrounded, but then he states what his choice is going to be. My choice is going to be, I will not be afraid. He's not denying that danger is around him, but he's so aligned. Hallelujah. Fear does not get to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Faith has got to always be the leading force. David is showing. He's showing us today that a soul can be stable even when its environment is not. Hmm? Courage is not the absence of danger. No, it is the presence of settled trust. Somebody needs to know that today. Doesn't mean just because you're courageous that there's no danger around you, but you're settled. You're settled in your trust in Jesus. So let's pray that out on today as we reject fear. Fear will no longer be the governor over our choices. Amen. We're going to let courage rise. Are y'all ready to pray? Come on, let's pray that together, Father. Lord God, we reject fear on today in the name of Jesus. We refuse to allow anxiety to sit in the seat of leadership in our mind. We renounce every agreement that we have made with fear, oh God. Lord God, we pray today and we submit our decisions, Lord God, to your lordship. We will not be controlling. We will not be led by avoidance. We will not be led by people pleasing. We will not be led by denial, but we shall be led and submitted, oh God, to your lordship, for you are Lord over our life. We're praying today, oh God, that fear, God, loses its authority over our thought life. It loses its authority over our responses, our body. Let the peace of God establish order, oh God, where turmoil has tried to become familiar. Let courage rise from truth, oh God. God, not adrenaline, but God, your truth. Train us to move from conviction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, not from a place of rushing or urgency, but a place of conviction, oh God. Speak from clarity, Father. God, we pray, God, Lord, that you keep us from confusing intensity, oh God. God, keep us, oh God, from confusing intensity with authority, oh God. Keep us from mistaking emotional momentum for spiritual leading. Give us calm strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Steady confidence, Father, so that we don't live reactive. Lord, so that we don't live in a place of being easily provoked, easily angered, easily shaken. Even if opposition surrounds us, Lord God, we will not be controlled by threats, by intimidation, in the name of Jesus, by prediction. We refuse to be manipulated by what people might do, what the enemy might attempt, in the name of Jesus, what the circumstances appear to be, what they're suggesting. We break the power of forecasts that are driven by fear. We reject every narrative, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that assumes defeat before obedience, where intimidation has tried to shrink our voice, Lord God, where it's tried to narrow it, where it's tried to weaken it, where it's tried to snuff it out. Let your spirit strengthen us to remain faithful, oh God, without bargaining, without retreat. Strengthen our inner man, Father. Establish us, Lord God, in spiritual stamina. God, in the name of Jesus, give us emotional maturity. Give us mental resilience. Let the roots, oh God, go deep down so that we, God, are not easily uprooted. Oh God, by the pressures of life, strengthen our will to obey when obedience is costly. Strengthen our patience, oh God, even when the process is slow. Let our spirits remain sensitive to you, even in noisy environments, oh God. Let our heart remain. Let it remain soft. Come on, I am so cobre que tan dam da li am shea. Lebre capro copandia nanama atalakaya le siambrea. Oh God, the Bible says, it says, arise, O Lord, save me, oh God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. And so David here, he asked God to act, right? He uses strong imagery for a very real restraint of evil. He says, arise, O Lord. Come on, that's battle language. That's the battle cry. Oh, hallelujah. When you want to get into battle, hallelujah, when you want to get into formation and you get yourself ready for battle, that's what you say, arise, O Lord. Come on, it is a request for God to intervene, to take the field, to be Jehovah Gabor, the mighty man of war that goes before the war, that's what we need, hallelujah. We want God to reverse what looks unstoppable. And so the phrases about striking the cheek and breaking teeth are vivid pictures of God removing the enemy's ability to devour us, to accumulate us, to intimidate us. Teeth represent biting power. So David is asking God to stop the harm at its source. We got to recognize, I'm telling you, we get so engrossed in what people, we get so engrossed in the characters, in the people that the enemy is using to do his bidding, that we forget that it's not them, it's a very real enemy that is using them. Hallelujah. And so we're going to pray from that plane on today. Come on, let's pray fire prayers on today. Arise, O Lord, and let your strength confront what is confronting us, oh God. Let your presence, God, interrupt what has tried to intimidate and dominate us. Step into the center of the matters, Lord God, that are here on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And as we asked yesterday, we're appealing to your court on today. We are appealing to the righteous judge, the one, hallelujah, that defends covenant, the one that we are in covenant with, the one who does battle on our behalf, oh God, the one who has never lost a battle. We ask you to arise in our home, arise in our mind, arise in our workplace, arise in our relationships, arise in every place where pressure has been applied, so that what has been advancing against us is met by your authority in the name of Jesus. Save us, God, not only from outcomes, but from traps, from compromise, from exhaustion that leads to error. Deliver us from quick fixes, oh God, that carry long-term consequences. God, I'm praying today that you would deliver us even from believing ourselves. If it's going to cost us purpose, oh God, God, we will wait it out. We will trust you through the pressure. We will trust you through the uncomfortableness. In the name of Jesus, Deliver us from agreements that are made under stress. Deliver us, oh God, from conversations that are designed to manipulate. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying today, God, that you will strengthen the spirits that are here. Hey, let strengthen the spirits that are here.
Strengthen, Father.
So that we don't give our yes easily. In the name of Jesus, break the biting power of accusation, of torment, of slander. Break it in Jesus' name. Break any cycle, God, of false narratives, any misrepresentation, any character assassination that's going on. God, let every lie, we're praying it today, every lie is losing traction in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is losing traction. And we're at our last verse on today. It says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Amen. We've come to the close of this psalm. And the conclusion moves from personal deliverance to a kingdom principle for God's people. So David ends with theology that becomes worship. He says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. What we must understand today as we close is that deliverance is God's property, not our own. It's God's domain. It is not something the enemy can veto. Hear me today. It is not something the enemy has control over. It is not something that we manufacture. David goes on to say, thy blessing is upon thy people. So now it moves from just being about him. It widens. His prayer begins to widen. His crisis turns into intercession. Have you ever been there before where you've been in need because you are in a crisis, but your crisis turns into intercession, not just for your four and no more, but for community? God's saving power is not just for us individually. The Bible says it rests on the people. And so as we pray today, I want you to come in agreement that salvation belongs to the Lord. And we're going to renounce every counterfeit rescue that requires this obedience. Are you ready? Let's pray. Father, we're praying, God, as we close this prayer on today, we agree that salvation belongs to you and you alone. And we renounce every counterfeit rescue, Lord God, that requires disobedience, that requires impatience or compromise. We refuse the kind of relief that leaves residue on the conscious mind. Lord God, we refuse solutions that look like provision but pull us away from purity. We reject the temptation to force outcomes. We reject the temptation to manipulate timing. We reject the temptation to accept shortcuts that bypass your process, God. And we submit our desires today. We submit them, oh God, for resolution, Lord God, to your lordship. We trust, Lord God, that what you establish, it will never collapse under pressure. Deliver us in a way that honors your name and protects our future. God, save us from visible threats. Save us from hidden traps. Save us from our own blind spots, God. Lord God, save us from emotional decisions. Save us from internal narratives that make bondage sound reasonable. Save us, oh God, and deliver us from patterns that repeat, from cycles that drain us, from relationships that keep us tied to old versions of ourselves. God, we're praying today that you would let your blessing rest on your people. Let it rest on families, oh God, that are rebuilding trust. Let it rest on households that need healing, oh God. Let it rest on homes, God, where peace has been interrupted by stress, by division, by spiritual warfare. Let your blessings rest on marriages. Let your blessings rest on single parents, on children, on elders. Heal, oh God, what has been fractured by misunderstanding, by unprocessed pain. God, establish unity that is rooted in truth, God. Let love be strong. wrong. Let boundaries be honored. Let the spirit of strife be removed in the name of Jesus. Let your blessings rest on leaders. Let your blessings rest on intercessors. Let your blessing rest on this next generation. Let children and youth be covered today, protected from deception, protected from perversion, protected from despair, protected from distortion of identity. Raise them with wisdom. Teach them discernment, Father. Teach them, Lord God, not to be bullies. Lord God, not to be led into peer pressure. Not to, Lord God, surround righteous ones. Teach them how to recognize righteous ones, even in their school. Let them love like you love. Let them love truth, God. Let them love honor. Let them love authority. Lord God, let them have a hunger for your presence today.
Yes,
we're praying today that you would heal the wounds of fatherlessness and motherlessness in our community. God, in the name of Jesus, that you would seize instability. Oh, God, and we seal this prayer today. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for testimonies rising all over. Testimonies just rising in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that your glory is risen amongst us. Thank you, Father, that you're exposing the lies of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, and let what you do in us, may it become a sign that you still save, that you still heal, that you still deliver, that you still restore, and that you still bless your people, because salvation belongs to you. And we agree with your power to finish what you started. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody shout, in Jesus' name. Come on, unmute your line on today and say, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's feel that, in Jesus' name. That's it. Come on, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That is the seal. That is the stamp of approval. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God. Hallelujah for this time of prayer. We're going to open up the line for a few moments. If there be anyone that is here that would like to come forth, hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for testimonies, notable testimonies in the month of January. If you're here on today and you have a testimony, we want you to come forth. If you're not coming forth, we want you to mute your line so that it would be quiet while others come forth. But if you are coming forth, amen, we ask you to unmute and come forth now.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
My heart is heavy. It's full of joy. I am so grateful. Years ago, I've been praying for debt cancellation when it came to my husband and I, credit card. We had a lot of credit card debt. And no matter what, how many, we came up with plans, but for some reason, things will happen and we'll fall back into debt. And about 3 months ago, I went to my husband. I go, we have to get rid of this credit card debt. I'm about to retire within 2 years, and we cannot be in bondage anymore with it. So we had to get our windows. We had got our impact windows. So a young lady suggested, hey, won't you try to go ahead and refinance the house? She wanted to charge us is ridiculous amount of money to refinance. And at the time, she wanted to charge us the interest rate at 7.5. So my husband told her no, because at the time, our interest rate for the house that we have now, at the time, was like 5.2. So it was none of void that we were not going to do it. So he dropped in his spirit. He said, won't we just finance with the company that we already have? I said, great idea. Pushing forward, the young lady called my husband back and said, no person, no loan would accept you guys. So my husband rebuked her and said, no, the Lord that we serve will provide. I said, what? You told her that? And he hung up the phone. He ended up going with his own mortgage company that we already have, and they end up giving us refinancing our home, was able to cancel our debt, we're able to pay our credit cards off, Matter of fact, we're in the surplus. And when I looked at my account today, nothing but God. The mortgage company already dispersed the check, so all we had to do was just send it to the credit card company. I sent a check to the credit card company. Do you know that the credit card company owes me $3,000? And it's one of the cards they did not put in the loan. I am going to go ahead with that lump sum and pay my other debt off. I can say I can cry to the Lord with my voice. I can say I rise, oh Lord, because I will not be tormented with debt anymore, because I put the enemy on notice. We are going to be a good steward over our finances, because when God tells us to sow, we'll be able to sow abundantly without no hesitation. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. And I'm glad there's so many areas that we could talk about, but I'm definitely glad finances keep coming up. And it keeps coming up because many people are in debt. They are drowning in debt, and that's what debt wants to do. Debt wants you to drown. Debt wants you to feel like you can never get out of it, and you just keep, you know, going around in these cycles and cycles. And people want to be able to be free to do the things that they know that they've been called to do, but because of debt or because they don't have enough. And God is saying to us that we have to slow down. We have to slow down and really take a good look at our finances. There are answers out here for us, but we have to stay the course. We have to not lean into our own logic. The Bible tells us don't lean to your own understanding. It may not make any sense to do certain things based on what you have, right? You're looking at what you don't have. Let's say it like that. You're looking at what you don't have, and you're saying to yourself, well, I don't have any of this, so how can I do that? But we have to trust God for the answers and trust God for the strategy. And when he gives it to us, we need to obey fully, because there's answers out there for us. Amen. When one door closes, another will open. And I rejoice with you on today. I rejoice with you on today that you are debt free. And as it has come out of your mouth, so shall it be for us all on today, in Jesus' name, that we shall be debt free. It may not come from debt cancellation. Some people, God will wipe it out of the system, cause something to happen, and they don't see it anymore. But for others, it may not be that way. It may be in the form of a financial freedom class that you take so that your mindset could be shifted when it comes to money. It may be in the form of someone blessing you, dropping a seed. Amen. But however it comes, we're declaring today that we shall be debt free. We shall be a people that will not have to walk around with the yoke of debt around our neck. Does somebody believe that on today? If you believe Hallelujah. That on today, say in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. You got to know that the Lord your God does not want you to live in debt, that the Lord your God desires for you to have. But we have to be good stewards over the things that God has given us. We got to be wise. We got to be people that keep oil in our lamps. We cannot be caught with our work undone. And so whatever we need to do, amen, we need to do it. We need to sit down at the table, sober up, and get our finances in order and do the things that are necessary. Many of you, I mean, you've literally got million dollar ideas that you have never put your feet on the pavement and actually carried it out because you let fear rule you. And the Lord is saying, you keep asking me and I'm giving you the answer and you won't carry it through. Be obedient, not just in this season, in every season, and watch God prosper you in every way. Anyone else would like to share your testimony on today?
Yes, I would. Hi, it's Prophet Shane.
So I just wanted to share that the other day I went to check the mail, and I had a letter that I was owed money from way back in 2009 from an apartment that I had. It was a condominium, and the HOA owes me money. So they were able to find me and send me a letter to let me know to reach out to them so that I can claim my, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Money is finding us. Amen. Money is finding us. Resources finding us. Amen. It's tracking us down. I believe I was talking to, my cousin yesterday, and, you know, I told her, don't stand for your inheritance to be stolen from you. It belongs to you. Don't allow the thief to just come and take, because that's what the enemy does. He comes and he steals. And he makes you feel like there's nothing you can do. But my God, go up in the realm of the spirit and get your stuff. It belongs to you. Amen. It does not belong to the enemy. It belongs to you. And I declare and decree on today that inheritances that were lost, that were stolen, amen, that they are finding you, that they are tracking you down. Money that is owed to you is tracking you down in the name of Jesus. People that owe you, that you forgot all about, that you gave them money, they're calling you. They're being convicted to pay you your money. You forgot all about it, but God did not forget. And I pray today, Lord God, that you would touch the minds of those, Lord God, that they forgot that they owe this person money. But God, you are convicting them to when they get their income tax, to pay. When they get the money, the next free money they get, they're going to take care of what their debt. Amen. Because part of being a good steward is paying your debt, taking care of what you owe. And so if you've forgotten about anything, Lord, bring it to my remembrance so I can settle the debt in my life in Jesus' name. Thank you for sharing, Prophet Shan. Anyone else? Amen. Well, know that we love you. We bid you more grace on today, and we hope to hear you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a good day.